The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Let's get to the first talkback of the day.
All right, JV Show. I tried that spicy Sauvignon Blanc that you guys were talking about. I love Sauvignon Blanc from Marlboro, which already like has a really minerally bite, so I thought the jalapeno would just add something to it. And I put a whole jalapeno in there, and it was barely spicy. Like, am I doing it wrong? And then there's seeds all up in my mouth. I'm going to pass. Just get the right Sauvignon Blanc from Marlboro. It's the best.
Okay, I've got a lot of questions.
Me too.
There. The first one being, did she say she drinks Sauvignon Blanc from Marlboro?
The
cigarettes? They make cigarettes. I think you're smoking and you're not realizing. We were talking about drinking wine. I'm not sure. I might.
Or do they make wine now?
Maybe they're in the
everybody
white.
Everybody else does.
They're like, this tobacco stuff is causing too many people cancer. Let's switch to something healthier. How about alcohol?
Oh, it's spelled different.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there is. Wow, there is a Marlboro.
All right, I've never tried that one. And maybe you are doing the spicy Sauvignon Blanc. Look, you can eliminate when you're adding a jalapeno to a drink or something. If you don't want the seeds in it, you can cut them out, you know, and just have the kind of like more like the jalapeno.
Just like the green part.
Yeah, you can be dropping those in. Jalapenos, I noticed, you know, they vary widely in how spicy they are.
Yes.
Every now and again, you get one that just lights you up, and you're like, this is the hot world's hottest pepper. And other times, you're like, I could eat these like a carrot. There's no spice. Mm-hmm. So if you got one that didn't really have much kick to it, yeah, it's not going to give your wine much of a kick, right?
Right. Add another one.
Same thing with the spicy margs when you make them, you know, I'll slice jalapenos when I make spicy margaritas, and sometimes you're like, there's nothing here. And other times, you dribble a little bit on your face, and you're like, my chin is actually on fire.
I have to cut it off now.
I need to go put some ice on this.
All right. Friday, since we have Chidi in studio with us, we do something called Chidi's Tweets. Chidi tweets a lot. She's the only person, her and Justin Bieber.
Right.
And Kanye West.
And Kanye.
Kanye West. So Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
Lost 6, IBS, BRB, gonna cry.
Oh, my God. Wait.
6 IBS, like wait, IBS points?
What are you talking?
Hold on a second.
Chidi, what are you talking? What are you talking about?
We are not altering your tweets.
God.
I have constipation.
I understand it.
You have constipation.
I have constipation.
We get it.
The chances of her putting IBS
instead of LBS. So you lost 6 IBSs and, you know, irritable bowel syndrome. But you have IBS and constipation? That's a vicious combo.
No. Oh, yeah. No.
I meant pounds, like the LBS.
Oh.
So was this a typo or did you not know it?
I didn't know.
Wait.
Because every time I see it, it looks like it's an I, like an uppercase I.
Are you,
you really thought it was IBS?
Yeah, like capital I.
You thought the abbreviation for pounds was IBS.
Oh, yeah, no. That's what I've been using for
a while. Oh,
no. My God.
It's Chidi. LBS because the capital I, has two lines, top and bottom.
Jess is miming that out. In case she didn't know what the top and the bottom line is, she's holding her arm above.
This is actually hilarious. Your entire life you've been putting IBS.
Yeah.
Where else have you used this abbreviation?
The doctor's office, anytime you get asked what your weight is or anything.
Oh, my God.
IBS. This is somebody that goes to USC graduate school, by the way.
Yeah.
Only the best of the best.
They only accept the smartest of the smart. Yeah. IBS. Do you want to talk about the 6 pounds that you lost? You're going to cry tears of joy or sadness?
No, tears of joy.
Okay.
So I skipped on the scale at the doctor's office. That's how I know it was real because...
And you see the number clicking along and the IBS is going up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, whoa, I didn't know I lost that like 6 pounds already. That's crazy. But I've been going to the gym, so I'm glad that it's paying off. Woo!
Nice job, Chidi.
Thank you.
Nice job. That was good. Hard pill to swallow, but unfortunately, I'm not funny.
I think you're funny.
Who told you that? No, I think you're funny when you misspell your tweets.
Yeah, well, super funny.
That's not intentional.
But that's what's funny about
you're
you.
Natural.
That is intentional.
Right. Funny.
I feel like when I try to crack jokes, it's just awkward silence. I'm like, okay, that didn't land how it was supposed to.
Well, tell us a joke.
I can't. I'm not funny.
But did somebody give you this feedback, or you're just reading the room of a bunch of disappointed faces?
I'm just reading the room.
I don't think that's true.
How about maybe like during this next song, go seek out a joke, because let's hear your delivery and then we'll see if you're right. actually funny or not.
Yeah, that's
and
a
maybe,
good idea.
Maybe we can give you some pointers.
Right. We'll do that next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I can't wait for Chidi's joke.
No,
laid on his jeans.
No. Okay, so a young boy enters a barbershop, and the barber whispers to his customer, "This is the dumbest kid in the world."
Child abuse.
Watch while I prove it to you. The barber pulls out a dollar in one hand and two quarters in the other, then calls the boy over and asks, Which do you want, son? The boy takes the quarters and leaves. What did I tell you? Said the barber. The kid never learns. Later, when the customer leaves, he sees the same young boy coming out of the ice cream parlor. Hey, son, may I ask you a question? Why did you take the quarters instead of the dollar bill? The boy licked his cone and replied, Because
the day I take the dollar, the game is over.
Yeah. That was it.
Did you know the... Selena, you heard that joke?
What's happening right now? Are you psychic?
What in the...
That was a little strange.
What in the... How did you know that?
No, I really quickly Googled, like, jokes, and I found the same joke, like, 2 seconds ago.
Wow. Why are you stomping on Chidi's?
Okay.
Because we read one of Chidi's tweets, and she said, "Well, I'm not funny." And so we gave her the opportunity to tell a joke to see if maybe we could work on her delivery or whatever, and then you just stomped over the punchline of her
delivery. Write your delivery before that.
It wasn't good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
So it just proved my point.
You just gotta work on, like, timing, cadence, you
reading.
Know. It's fixable. It's fixable. It's fixable. That's the good news. All right, guys, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Got a quick update on the Diddy trial. So yesterday, the prosecution gave their closing statements. Now this morning, it's the defense's turn. I don't imagine this taking very long since they presented their whole case in less than 30 minutes. But once they're done, it'll be back to the prosecution if they want to give a rebuttal.
For the San Francisco Giants, the one thing you could absolutely not let happen is getting swept by the Marlins at home at Oracle Park. And unfortunately, that's exactly what happened. The Giants lost game 3 of the series yesterday. They got pounded 12-5. They now find themselves 6.5 games back of the Dodgers in the NL West. There's no time to dwell on it, though, because the Giants hitting the road today. They begin a 3-game series with the White Sox in Chicago. First pitch is at 4:40.
Go Mets!
Patchy clouds this morning that will clear for a beautiful day. Highs will be in the upper 70s to mid 80s. Today will be the warmest day of the week. And although the temperatures will drop a little bit for the weekend, it's still going to be super, super nice. Enjoy.
Woo. Hey, Gemini besties.
Hey.
Your day is going to be a 9 out of 10. You're giving main character energy today, and everyone's noticing. Expect flirty texts, spontaneous invites, and maybe even a little drama, just enough to keep things fun.
Ooh.
Okay.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Going back to Jess, how hot did you say it's going to be today?
Ooh. Today is going to be the warmest day of the week, upper 70s. To mid 80s. So you guys, the summer weather is creeping in.
I am happy about that. I'm looking at my weather app right now. Hey, we're at 80s all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I love
that. It's here, finally.
But it means I gotta wax my legs.
Oh.
I'm not prepared. I have so much to shave. So much to shave.
That's the only problem. Yeah, the hot weather comes out. But then, you gotta
not prepared for this.
You gotta either wax, which that sounds messy and terrible, or the shaving.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a lot of work.
Marla waxer.
And the razor burn.
Yeah, that's why. It's why I don't shave. My skin is so sensitive. I've only waxed now. But then it sucks. You have to wait like long periods of time in between.
Right.
And that's why, like, when you plan around it. Yeah, so when a weekend like this rolls around, I'm like, dang it, it's time.
So isn't there like a better, there has to be a better way than that to go full woolly mammoth leading up to then getting a wax, but you can't time that right with the weather. So what's the other?
Laser hair removal or something?
Mm. Ooh, have you ever tried that?
I did a couple, sessions on my pits one time, but it was like I didn't follow through and like complete the thing, so I didn't really see the results. But you know what, I was at California Skin Institute recently. I went there I don't want to continue to be the face of hand eczema, but I went there for my hand eczema.
but you are hashtag Hayward's, hashtag Hayward Strong.
We stand with you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hashtag
anyways,
we will rebuild.
I feel like they do laser hair removal at a lot of their locations.
Really?
Okay.
Yes.
So what are you thinking?
Cool. So I'm thinking we go there and get JV's show laser hair removal.
Dude, field trip.
I mean, it does make sense. We are a female-dominated show. There's three of you ladies and just one of me.
No, I'm saying you too. You can, you can benefit from this.
What I was going to say, what I was going to say is you guys can obviously be the face of hairiness in the Bay Area.
And oh, my
you
God. Guys, I don't want that either.
We could have a cool partnership with them, right? Billboards, before and afters, and what you pick a body part that you want to showcase. And then to stand in solidarity with you guys, I will go down there as well, and I will get my one toe hair laser removal.
Oh, my
you guys
God.
No, I have just one toe hair that grows out of my big toe. Just one.
That's it?
Yep. I don't have hairy feet.
What about your chest hair? I'm
mad at
you. I'd be happy to get that lasered.
But that would be cool if California Skin Institute was like a sponsor of the JV show.
Okay, how do we make
like
that
if
happen?
Anybody happens to own California Skin Institute? No.
Hit us up. We got a lot of hair over
really
here.
Cool. No! That's what I don't want. I don't even be the face of body hair either.
Okay, well, let's okay, yeah, we got to frame this in the right way. So, because Selena, you already are the face of hand eczema.
Oh, God, fine.
Adding hairy back survivor to that, that's too much.
At this point, why not?
All right, so who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows that somebody? Then, like, they can get this rolling.
Wait, technically, wouldn't we be the face of no hair because it's going to be lasered off?
Yeah.
That's
I like
better,
that better.
Right?
I like that so much better.
Okay.
Jess, research department / everything else. Will you get on that?
I will.
All right, but also slide into our DMs. If you know someone knows someone that knows someone that makes the decisions over there, and then next thing you know, yes, we are doing the commercials. We're on the billboards.
Yeah,
we got
we're
this.
We're hairless. I love that they're a Bay Area company. I think that's really
Oh, they
cool.
are?
Yeah.
That sounds like too fancy and big for just the Bay Area.
I know. That's what I thought. California Skin Institute, but they're based here in the Bay.
Okay,
pretty cool.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Anxiety. Oh,
an important shout out. That's the important shout out.
Okay. Let's get it out there, Graham.
You guys, my twin sister, her name's Robin. I know, total dork. She is listening to our show right now. Look, I've been on the show for like a decade. This is probably the first time she's ever texted me and was like, hey, I'm listening to the show right now. She's driving in the Bay Area right now. I'm like, hey, thanks for letting me know you're even in town. That's how apparently close we are. She's here right now. She's driving from Redwood City to Livermore with my nephew, Colt. He's a phenomenal water polo player, up-and-coming star. Like,
no
the dude's like
way.
A legend in the pool. Well, second to me because I was the second leading scorer on the Napa High School a water polo team.
Do you want to tell the story about how your bush was hanging out?
No, I don't want to talk about that.
Right.
But I used to sprint from the locker room to dive into the pool so no one had to see it. Anyways, he's got a tournament today in Livermore, and they're going to absolutely dominate.
Nice!
I know that. Shout out to them.
Yes. So are you a little nervous, Graham? Because the better twin is now listening and you have to like overperform.
I know. I want her to go back to the family and be like, you guys, you should actually be proud of Graham. He is doing things with his life. You'll see. I heard it with my own two ears. But
they'll never believe that.
Yeah, they won't. They've given up
believe
on
it.
Good morning, guys. It's Edgar without the haircut. I just got back from a little camping trip and I was binging the last couple days podcast, and Graham, did I hear this correctly? Did you say Ravens and Niners in the Super Bowl? Jesus Christ. Are you kidding me? The Niners? Come on, man. I know you're a fan, but you know sports better than that. Niners.
That was a good
I respect the Wheezy laugh. Okay, first of all,
bang bang Niner gang.
Our buddy Edgar there is a Raiders fan. Raiders fans, come at me. If you want to put your guys' end of year record against ours, what will happen this upcoming season? All bets are on the table. I will bet you anything the Niners finish with a better record than the Raiders. Also, have you seen the Niners schedule? It is a cakewalk. So until I'm proven wrong, I'm going Niners.
Okay. And I'm going whatever Graham says. Yeah. He always knows.
All I'm saying is, look, they're not the best team in the world, but they've got a shot because their schedule is easy.
Well, I hope you're right, Graham, because it's locked into the prediction journal.
Yeah.
So it's up and it is stuck.
All right, what the heck are wedgie fit jeans, Jess? So you guys really have never heard of wedgie fit jeans? Okay. That actually makes me feel better because up until this week, I had no idea what
these
were.
Is it like the scrunch butt leggings?
No. Basically, Levi's actually has a style that is literally called wedgie fit. They say it's an unapologetically cheeky fit. So if you go to JV Morning Show, you'll be able to kind of get a more of a view from I'm the backside of what they look like. And you can see that the back seam is kind of up there a little bit more than usual. So they are pretty tight. They're more snug in the hips and the thighs, apparently, than your typical jeans.
It looks like regular jeans.
These look like regular jeans.
Yes. So, based on the comments, right, because I did a little bit
of
research.
I like what I see, but these look like just regular jeans.
Based on the comments that I've seen, people do really love them, but they say that when you sit, the jeans really go up there.
Oh.
Because the fit is, like, the fit is really tight, specifically, like, in the back area, back middle area. So they say that when you sit, it like really like gets in there. So I guess it makes sense
they're
why they call
literal,
it wedgie
they're
fit.
Literally like wedgie fit.
Yeah, they give you a wedgie.
But what do you guys think? So you guys would be willing to try these?
I would. I'm not worried about the wedgie. I mean, got one in the front most of the time. So just to match.
Does Levi's come out with a new camel toe fit jean?
You know what? Not yet, but they're probably working on one.
Yeah, I mean, the wedgie
There's
fit.
There's a market for it.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Those are in right now, and I don't get it. Everyone on social media has to like show theirs off.
In the jeans?
No, in everything else.
Well, I know that, but I haven't seen the jean the jean version yet.
I'm sure they'll try it eventually though. For the money.
Yeah, but these wedgie fit jeans, they look like just your regular run of the mill Levi's.
I feel like it does look like the seam in the back goes in a little more.
Yeah, and the model on the left there, it's in there.
Why are you looking so hard?
No reason. Research purposes for the show.
The model on the left, by the way, is blonde. Graham has a thing for blondes.
Yeah. Why are you screenshotting, Graham?
Well, if you were looking
at... You know, we get notifications.
If one of these had...
Every time someone screenshots.
If you had to pick which... If you had to pick which one was the bigger wedgie, it's the one on the left.
Yeah, no, I get it.
But
yeah,
why are you zooming in and saving it to your secret folder?
I didn't know you could see that activity. Does it tell you that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. Why are you guys saying Gemini besties? Why not Cancer besties? It's cancer season now. And by the way, my birthday's tomorrow. Well, me and my twin. Can you wish us a happy birthday, Eric and Yvette? Okay, thank you. Bye.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
We do some horoscopes every morning, but we can't just do, we know it's cancer season, but we can't just do cancer horoscope every single day for the whole month. We got to spread it out so everybody gets a chance.
Right.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Selena Gomez's rapper crush is trending. Maybe you guys saw this headline online. Or maybe you've seen clips just from her interview with Karol G. They did this sit down for Complex. And it was like a GOAT interview. So they picked up cards and they were like, "The who's your GOAT? I don't know. Spanish slang word, what's your favorite?" And one of the cards I picked up was GOAT rappers, and Karol G said that she absolutely loves Eminem and Nicki Minaj. So Selena starts talking about her love for Eminem. By the way, Eminem is not the rapper crush, but I wanted you guys to hear how absolutely boring she sounds during this.
So one of mine was Eminem, only because I grew up listening to, my dad was a DJ, so he would remix all kinds of songs, and every time it was an Eminem song, I would just get so excited.
This is me, so excited. And
it's getting worse, Graham.
I'm glad you guys are finally coming over to my side and seeing that, because Selena Gomez has, you know, and look, she's a great artist, and she works with iHeartRadio a lot, but she'll record promos for our state that air in our station a lot of times. And I, years ago, was like, can someone like give her a cup of coffee, like pipe, you know, pump her up a little bit, because she'd be like, I'm so excited to be at this year's iHeartRadio Festival. I can't wait. Yep. And I was like, that's the promo where you really pump it up. You know, right. They're telling her, like, hype it up. This is an exciting thing. Me.
She definitely Selena sounds Gomez. Like she speaks in slow motion.
Yes, that's what it is. The entire thing, honestly, I watched several clips. It's just, it's
How
hard.
How are you still awake?
It's hard to watch. And then she gets to her rapper celebrity crush when she was younger.
But can I tell you my first one that I had a crush on? Ice Cube.
My God, but he's amazing. Like,
I know,
what?
But I
like,
also
I never
had,
tell
that I had the biggest crush on him.
Really?
I was like 5, but I just thought he would protect me.
And she made sure to clarify, like, this is just based off her childhood, not current feelings for Ice Cube. She's engaged. Yeah, right. That would be weird. Selena Gomez and Ice Cube dating. Yeah. Right?
Oh my God, I can't unsee it. I can't.
Really quick, Meghan Markle, she is being accused of price gouging. One of the things she sells on her as ever website is herbal teas. And recently she sold out of two flavors. I guess she's doing pretty good for herself. Just last week, she had to restock and she sold out in minutes of her herbal hibiscus tea and herbal lemon tea. So people are like eating this stuff up. Well, here's the controversy.
Drinking it, probably.
Drinking this stuff up. Yeah. Here's the controversy. So she's selling, you know, sets that come with 12 tea bags. That's going to run you $12.
Okay. That's a lot.
And then we found out that she outsources, you know, these tea bags. She gets them from a company called Republic of Tea. They make these in Nashville, and then but they have like offices and all that in California. Right. Anyways, so she's buying them 36 bags for anywhere between $11 and $14.
Oh.
Okay.
And then so people are buying the same thing off of her website, paying three times as much.
Yikes. I mean, well, that's what a lot of people do, yeah, right?
That's what I was going to ask.
Business in general, like, that's just what happens anytime any, like, if you went to direct to any company and bought the thing direct from them rather than have some other company slap their name on it and then sell it for way more. I mean, that's just what happens with anything.
But of course, because it's Meghan Markle, everybody's
people
like,
are like looking for a reason to not like her.
Yeah, like I know she didn't make these tea bags herself. So let me find out where she got them from.
You're not out in the factory packing them yourself, Meghan Markle. What are you even doing with your life?
Yeah,
Graham, what do you have?
All right, guard your grills, people. Guard your grills. They're getting stolen, not your barbecue grills, your grills on your tees.
Oh,
a guy in Vallejo robbed at gunpoint this past Sunday. Four suspects confronted him at an apartment complex, demanded his wallet, had about $800 cash in it, and of course, they wanted his gold grill. The grill was worth around $2,000. The suspects then fled the scene. Police caught three of them a short time later. They're still searching for that fourth suspect. And Selena, you don a grill from time to time. You ever worried that somebody's going to come want to take it? Or they're just like, her breath is too stinky. I don't want that.
Oh, well, now I'm worried. Because they probably don't care about the stinky breath.
But wouldn't you, even as a thief, you're like,
I wouldn't, if I'm a thief, I don't want that. I'm not like, touching that.
Yeah.
They take it out and it's all slimy and they put it in your hand. Like, I don't want that.
But hey, they turn it around for some money. They want that.
No,
they
you put it into your own mouth immediately.
Yeah,
right?
You start
it's those are custom fitted, I assume.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So it probably wouldn't fit. You have to rob somebody that has very similar teeth to you.
Right. Let me see your teeth first before
smile.
I rob you.
Let me see, smile.
No, but they're just like melting it down, right? Taking it somewhere.
Yeah, I was sitting there looking for the,
oh my
the gold
God.
Value.
All right. Nothing is safe.
Selena, you've been warned. Guard your grill.
Thank you, Graham.
Guard your grill.
Not the barbecue grill. Should I guard that too?
Those.
They're not robbing those?
They probably are.
Just in case.
Because we just got a new one that's never going to get used.
Did you? Can I have it? Mine just rusted and fell apart. The handle fell off the other day.
Oh, no.
It makes it very hard, difficult to open when you're cooking burgers.
We're just getting to barbecue season.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Mine was a street barbecue, though, you remember.
Oh, yeah, that was disgusting. Ew.
Oh.
I got it off a street corner.
I've gotten a lot of use out of it.
Ew.
Okay. I replaced the grates and the burners and everything, so who cares?
It still feels wrong.
It doesn't.
It does. I'm glad it's time for a new one.
But it's finally, it's good. Yeah, it's time. I'm going to go put it on the street.
Someone
else can have it.
Continue the cycle.
Uh-huh.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about Selena Gomez inside today's Hottest Trending. She did this interview with Carol G. And I'm sorry, but Selena sounds really boring in the interview, which, Graham, you've been saying the entire time.
I've been saying it for at least a decade.
Heard it for myself.
Morning, JV Show. I just wanted to comment on Selena Gomez's voice. She's actually on a lot of medications for her lupus and antidepressants and probably other things that we just don't know about. So she has spoken about how her voice has changed and how she's insecure about it, but that's just the outcome of it. So I think we just got to give her a little slack.
Yeah, guys, cut her some slack.
I think we're talking about two different things. Maybe she's self-conscious about, because lupus, I'm sure can affect your vocal cords and change your alter your voice, the sound of your voice. What I'm saying is, like, we've met Selena Gomez. She's sweet. She's really nice. But she's always, to me, brought this, like, just
very low energy
vibe. And that's, like, her thing, and everybody's different. But in some, I'm always just surprised that in instances that call for high energy, she continues with the monotone.
Right. Did you just yawn on the air?
No, I was saying
I feel like that was a yawn.
She like wanted to say something, then I bored her with what I was saying. So now I'm...
It's karma.
I know.
All right, guys, time for What the Bleep, where you can win a chug mug. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word, and we're going to send you a chuggy muggy. You guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Yeah.
My daughter's been begging me to buy her first, you know, the kind that you have to plug in to charge, but I'm scared that she won't be able to handle the different speed settings.
I didn't think moms, you're like a very new age progressive mom if you're like taking your daughter shopping for those.
Yeah, I mean.
She's too young.
That's what I kind of thought.
She's been sending me like ones that she wants.
Oh my gosh.
That she finds online. Yeah. Like sending me links. She'll like put them in my Amazon cart.
The Destroyer 250. They sell that one on Amazon now? I'll check it out.
What are you talking about?
All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. You sickos, it's not that thing. This is a family show, so keep your guesses PG. Leave us your name and your city along with that guest because we want to be able to shout you out. But we're only giving a chug mug to the person that has the very first correct answer. So you got to get your guesses in quick. You might still get a shout out, though. But you want a chug mug. So you want to win the game.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's get back to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. That's it. In case you missed today's clip, here it is. My daughter's been begging me to buy her first... You know the kind that you have to plug in to charge, but I'm scared that she won't be able to handle the different speed settings.
Yeah, you got to work your way up to it.
Say no, that's Selena. Say no.
Oh, I already told her I would at some point. Wow. Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning. This is Robert from San Jose. My guess is shaver.
Shaver. She got a 5 o'clock shadow that she's working on.
No, she does not.
She doesn't. Okay. No. Yeah, and besides, right, we're getting an endorsement with the... For laser
California
hair.
California Skin Institute?
The California Skin Institute.
If all goes well,
that's
bring
right
her along.
Morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. It's Jonathan from San Carlos. I think the bleeped out word is toothbrush. She's getting one of those electric toothbrushes. Make it a great Friday and enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, love that. Toothbrush.
It's not an electric toothbrush. Ooh. Do you electric toothbrushes in your household, Selena? Or just the old school ones?
Yeah, I have an old school one because I threw my electric one out and I've been meaning to get one. Because I want to get the pink one. They have like pink ones.
Yeah, those are cute.
But I haven't gotten it yet.
Why are they so expensive?
I don't know.
Why do you care about the color of your toothbrush?
It's just cuter.
Yeah. Okay. The vibes, Graham, the vibes.
Hey, whatever makes you want to brush more, I'm here for it.
Hey guys, it's Brittany in San Jose, and I think the bleeped out word is car.
How old is your daughter now? She's allowed to talk about her right now?
We are because she's not listening.
Perfect.
When she's listening, when school's back in, I don't have a daughter.
Never
what
heard of
daughter?
Her.
Yeah, she's 13.
13. So I mean, the car talk is coming up pretty soon.
Ooh,
3 years.
Ooh.
And you know, Selena's gonna give in.
Who the heck can afford a car? What do you mean I'm going to give in?
I feel like you're going to give in when she's like, hey, mom, I'm ready for a car, ready to be driving.
I don't know how we're going
to
handle that. I think it's going to be like, okay, cool. Like, you're 16, work first,
Save
up some money. Maybe I'll match your down payment or something.
I've got my wife's old 2002 4Runner just sitting in the yard right now. It's a little dusty.
That's so generous.
It's a little dusty and dirty.
Paint it pink.
I will get you a great price on it, Selena.
How much?
Very reliable car.
How much?
Very reliable.
How many miles?
256,000.
No!
Dude, it just keeps driving. Mine has 360.
Not
it's
going
to drive
that
forever.
Jump in on the deal.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday!
Woo!
Happy Pride weekend! Oh my God, it's going to be a really, really good weekend. And it all starts with you hopefully winning this chug mug. This is What the Bleep, where all you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. If you can do that, like... be the first person to guess it correctly. We're going to send you a chuggy muggy. Let's go. And before we get to your guesses, we're not doing that first. In case you missed today's clip, here it is one last time. My daughter's been begging me to buy her first, you know, the kind that you have to plug in to charge, but I'm scared that she won't be able to handle the different speed settings.
Mm-hmm. That's a common mom concern. And,
yes.
Selena, did your mom take you to that store? It's usually called something like Secrets or something, or like, and she took you in there and like browsed around.
What are you?
And they like knew her by name. They're like, hey!
What?
And then like she took you in the aisle and showed you the different sizes.
What do you think the bleeped out word is, Graham? You're sick. This is a family show.
Oh, never mind.
You're disgusting. All right, let's go to your talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Claire from San Jose. The word of the day is hair straightener. Have a good day.
Hair straightener.
Nope. Is it the Babyliss 200 or whatever it's called?
What?
What is that?
What are you talking about?
The straightener, the blue one, the Babyliss one. I want one, but they're so expensive. They're like $200.
Does it have different speeds?
Yeah, the hair straighteners don't have speed settings.
Oh, you're right.
Maybe they do. I don't know.
Maybe they do. If it's
my
the Dyson.
Baby show, this is Nelly from San Jose. I think the bleeped out word is nail filer. Electric nail filer is the bleeped out word. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye.
Ooh, that's a good guess. That's a good guess.
Is that a thing? It's just like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that's what nail sander. Techs use.
Oh.
Yeah, I've been trying to convince my daughter to learn how to do nails, too, so she can not only take on clients and, you know, make her own money, but I want her to do mine for free. So we're working on that.
We are
selfish
working of you. On that.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Sarah from Pacifica. I think the bleep that word is Theragun, like one of those massage guns. Okay, hope I win. Thank you. Bye.
A Theragun. Have you guys ever tried those? I see the Instagram ads and it's like, bah, 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 the thing's like beating you up.
We actually have one.
Oh. Does it beat you up?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it feels good.
Does it let it beat you up?
Yeah. Oh. I love when my husband uses it on me.
I bet you do.
Oh.
Good morning, JV Show. My guess for the bleeped out word is scooter. This is Morgan from Vallejo.
There we go. All right, here's today's clip unbleeped. So my daughter's been begging me to buy her first scooter. You know, the kind that you have to plug in to charge. But I'm scared that she won't be able to handle the different speed settings.
Bro, those things are dangerous.
Oh,
they are dangerous. Mm-hmm. Wear a helmet. You know what's not cool? Wearing a helmet. But you need to wear a helmet. You have to wear a helmet.
But she's too young, right?
No, they have one for certain age groups.
Yeah,
oh,
they do.
Yeah.
But, like, aren't you,
but
like,
expensive
terrified
too.
When you read the articles about all the different injuries? And
yeah, it's like you hit one bump, you go flying. Like,
yeah, a lot of injuries.
But all her friends are getting them, so.
Wear your helmets, people.
Yes.
Wear your helmets. All right, let's give some shout-outs. That's enough of old dad lecturing you. Hey, put your helmet on! You're not leaving this house without your helmet! Morgan and Vallejo had the very first correct answer this morning. What's up, Morgan? What's up? Brand new JV Show Chug Mugs, sipping and chugging some hot coffee into this weekend. Mylene from Danville had the correct answer. So did Jennifer in San Jose. Trisha in San Jose came with the correct answer as well. But again, these are people that got it, but just ain't fast enough. Lucia in San Francisco had it. So did Nancy in Modesto. Julia and Isabella. Chidi, is that really the funniest thing I've ever said? Chidi's over here cackling. Happy birthday, Chidi. Julia and Isabella in Fairfield had it. So did our buddy, Dr. Buddy Lee, all the way in Nashville. JV Show Numero Uno. In Nashville. That's Spanish for number one, if you didn't know. Steven in San Bruno had it. So did our buddy Big John. What's up, Big John?
He's
an OG listener.
Yes.
Victor in San Jose had it. So did Savannah and Union City. Jalen in Pacifica also coming with the correct answer this morning. Anybody
it.
I fell through the cracks there?
Yes. Vanessa in San Jose.
Vanessa. What's
Edward.
Up, Vanessa?
Woo.
Edward.
Navarro.
That's my guy.
Did you already say Nancy from Modesto? Or was that
yes, I did.
Nancy?
That was Nacy.
Oh, yeah.
AKA Nancy.
Thank you, everyone, for playing. Let's do it again Monday, 7:05 on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jen. Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
This is Nick from Napa.
What's up, Nick? How you doing?
Great. Just want to say go Vintage Crushers.
Oh, no. You do not bring that onto these airwaves. Are you kidding me?
The rival high school
to the best high school in Napa, which is Napa High, which is where I went.
Yeah.
So you take that Vintage Crusher stuff and you crush it back into your cram hole.
Oh, my God. I don't know if we can say cram hole.
I think you can.
Okay.
Just said it again.
All right. Oh, yeah. All right, Nick. Well, happy Friday to you. You were on to play the JV shows. Yep. Nope game. Let's see if you can get it done. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. If you get 3 correct, you are getting these tickets for Ava Max. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Dude went to Vintage. There's no way he gets any of these
Stop,
right.
Stop, Graham. Here's question number 1. Here we go. Steve Urkel was an iconic nerdy character on what 90s TV sitcom?
Oh, my God. I'm going to know the easy question.
I don't know if that's easy. It depends if...
Not Family Matters.
Yep.
Oh,
Family Matters. Steve Urkel. Got any cheese? All right, question number 2. Despite the name, the Los Angeles Angels, a Major League Baseball team, actually play their home games in what city?
Anaheim.
Yep.
There we go.
For a while, they were called the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
That
is
stupid.
Talk about the dumbest name of all time.
Oh, my God. They should do the same for the A's.
Correct. Let's go Giants.
The Sacramento Las Vegas A's, formerly of Oakland.
Yes.
I mean, as I refer to on this show.
Yeah. All right, Nick, you already got 2 points. Let's get to question number three. Finish this famous thriller movie title, The Silence of the Blank.
Lambs.
Yep. Yep.
Silence of the Lambs.
Graham, I'm sorry. I'm starting to think vintage high school was the best one.
No, it wasn't. Trust me. Trust me. It was not.
It was, of course.
Around the room quickly, who has seen Silence of the Lambs?
I don't think I have.
Nope.
It's a very, very famous movie. But, you know, it's from many years ago, but it's chef recommends. You guys should watch it. If you like scary movies. All right, question number four. In golf, what is the better outcome on a hole, an eagle or a birdie?
Well, birdie, but the best is an albatross.
Nope. Albatross is the best, you're right. Well, second only to a hole in one, but the better outcome on a hole is an eagle. An eagle is better than a birdie.
But who cares? You won! I was waiting for Graham to do some school smack talk, but
I mean, I just let him smack himself on that one.
Nick, you still won the game, though. Who cares? You got 2 tickets to see Ava Max at the Masonic. Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are very, very welcome. Hang on for that winning. Graham, we got some shout outs.
Just one this morning. Oh. I'm going to read this entire DM because I think it is super awesome. I got one that says, hey, Graham, wife in your DMs. She's not the first. Can I please, please get a shout out for my husband, Josue? It's his last day of medical residency at UCSF. I'm super proud of him. Can't wait to celebrate him at Cheesecake Factory later. She says that was his job before getting into medical school. We always listen to the JV show on our way to drop him off in the mornings. For a little background, he is literally amazing. He moved into the TL when he was 13 from Mexico, didn't speak English, and washed dishes while he funded his undergrad. And tomorrow, which is today, he finishes this long road and is finally a full-fledged doctor.
Stop.
He knows how I've listened to the show for so long, and I've told him about JV and how special the show is for keeping me company on my old commute to Sacramento every day for years. I love you guys. And that is from Kim. Wow, what
that
an incredible,
is amazing.
Super cool story, and obviously super proud of Josue. Congrats on your last day. He is now a doctor. Imagine that story. Like, and what did you do to get to where you're at, Selena? You just like fell off a truck in Salinas, and then now you're here.
I just ended up here. Okay. I know.
Joking. But congrats to Josue. What a cool story.
Yeah, and if you could hook it up with some Cheesecake Factory, if you still got those connections, also, I'm going to need those as well.
If you still have the connect, we will use it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
On a Friday, we're feeling good. It's the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Graham, just moments ago, we were talking about my daughter. She is 13 right now, but we're talking about her having to drive soon. She's going to need the car. Kindly offered up one of you and your wife's Toyota 4Runners.
Yeah, you know, my wife left her old 4Runner in the dust recently. It's a 2002 Toyota 4Runner. It's a green, paint's slightly faded, just a little sunburned. It had 256,000 miles on it. Runs like a dream, though. And I was like, you could give her that.
Yeah.
And you kind of poo-pooed that idea.
Yeah, I don't want that. But other people do.
Really?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Edwin from Novato. Graham, how much you want for that 4Runner? I'm interested. I'm curious.
That's a good question. I don't
Come on,
really...
give us a number. Give us a number.
Well, you know, I went on one of those sites like Carvana. They're like, we'll make you an offer on your car like in seconds. And the offer that they made.
What?
What was it?
It was $500.
Oh, and I was like, are you kidding me?
I was like, don't disrespect me like that, Carvana. It ain't going to happen. You ain't getting for $500. People still list those old 4Runners, you guys. People want those. Yes. Anywhere between like, I mean, I've seen some of them that same year listed at like $12,000. I mean, I know hers is not worth that, but like, how? It's... But 500?
Look,
come on, Carvana.
I don't get it. But the fact that people are leaving talkbacks trying to buy this off of you, it says something.
Graham. Graham. I'll seriously buy that 4Runner. How much are you asking? $5,000?
$10,000?
$10,000? I'll buy it. Cash.
Oh, my God.
He'll buy it cash? Yeah, I'm selling
it
for $10,000. Did he say he'd buy it for $10,000?
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I just put a for sale sign on it, and I listed it for $10,000. So it's yours. You can have it.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, so Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. Let's get a quick update on them. It's no secret their relationship is rocky. Yesterday we talked about all the reports that are saying it's already done. They're broken up. Now there's new reports saying that they broke up months ago. and that back in January, Katy Perry was telling people that they were done. So when it did break in the news, it wasn't necessarily a new thing as if it was just happening. Their marriage was crumbling, or not marriage, but engagement was crumbling.
So it crumbled a long time ago.
Yeah, they were already pretty much split up. And now people are bringing up a resurfaced video of Katy Perry when she kicked off her tour back in April. She was performing her song Resilient and she started like crying on stage.
Oh,
and people think
no.
it's because she was still dealing with, you know, the breakup with Orlando Bloom.
That's so sad.
I know. By the way, she's still on tour. Going to run through December. That's the reason why she's not in Italy right now for the big Bezos wedding, which is supposed to go down today, according to reports. You know, Katie's now ex, Orlando Bloom, he's there. He's just living his best single life, hanging out with Tom Brady on a water taxi. I don't know if you guys saw those pictures. They're just like living it up, which does seem kind of foul considering, you know, Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez, they were more friends to Katie than him. And he's like, well, you can't go. I'm still going to go anyways. Live my best life. And there he is. I do have some details on Jeff and Lauren. They're saying that Jeff Bezos got her a $5 million wedding gift that she will be wearing for the wedding. It's a diamond necklace that circles her neck with a large center stone and then matching earrings.
Wow.
They're saying all the jewelry that she's worn the entire time she's been in Italy for all the festivities, all the parties they've had, totals around $30 million.
I mean, this is chump change.
Crazy.
When you have the level of wealth that he does, like this is like you or I like giving each other a $200 wedding gift.
Must be nice.
I know. Also, although they're having their ceremony today, there's a lot of sources, an anonymous attorney source that says they actually secretly tied the knot about a month ago here in the United States. So they are already legally married. They did not apply for like a marriage license in Italy, which is what you'd have to do if getting married in another country. So it's going to be more of like a, you know how you have your legal thing here, then you go and you have like a symbolic ceremony there. So they're going that route. They are already married. And of course, Jeff Bezos did make her sign a prenup, although we don't know the details of that. But he learned his lesson from his last divorce. Do you guys remember?
No.
You guys remember his first marriage? Some lady, Mackenzie Scott. They were married for a really long time. Like she was with him from the beginning and they split up, I want to say 2019. Although, I mean, I could be wrong. There was no prenup, and he had to give her anywhere between $35 and $38 billion in a large share of Amazon.
And you know what she's been doing ever since with that money?
Nothing.
She's not out there buying diamond necklaces, so she's been giving it all away. Billionaires, all billionaires should be doing. Mm-hmm. Nobody needs $100 billion. You don't need $200 billion. You don't need to become a trillionaire.
Right.
You can't spend that kind of money. It accrues interest faster than you can spend it. Give it all away. Bill Gates has made that his mission to give away, 99% of his wealth or whatever. And a lot of other billionaires have signed his, like, pledge or whatever, but they all need to sign that pledge. Mm-hmm. You don't need that money.
So far, Mackenzie Scott, his ex, has given away $19 billion of that money.
And that's all. And that's been over just the past couple years.
Yeah, and she's still filthy rich. Like, how many billions do you have left over that?
Right?
The billions that she still has are growing so rapidly that she probably has another $19 billion to give away and it won't even impact the bottom line from the previous.
I know. Did you guys see all of the, like, life-size mannequins that were popping up everywhere in Venice?
Yes.
In Venice. I'm putting up a video on Jamie Morning Show if you want to go check it out, but it's just like a bunch of mannequins of Jeff Bezos, one of him on the toilet,
protesters.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, the pick is in, you guys. The pick is in. With the 52nd pick in this year's 2025 NBA draft, the Golden State Warriors have selected Alex Tuhi. He's a 6'8" forward who averaged 10.5 points and 3.9 rebounds for the Sydney Kings. You guys are big fans of them, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Go
They're
Kings.
A pro basketball team, semi-pro or pro basketball team out of Australia, playing Sydney, Australia. The draft analysis I saw, because again, they gave the Warriors a draft grade of a B, which I saw, and they said landing with the Warriors probably a best case scenario for Tuhi. I don't know how to say his last name. It's spelled T-O-O and then Tuhi. Since he's a jack of all trades forward who grinds on defense and loves to dish the ball around, but his scoring comes and goes with his streaky jumper since he's not someone who generates many of his own shots. So he needs to become a more reliable shooter if he wants to carve out some playing time amongst the Golden State Warriors. Will he be on the roster when this upcoming season arrives? We'll see.
What's his name again?
Alex Tuhey.
Are you sure?
Okay. Or Tuhey. Or Tuhey.
Now are you sure?
Tuha. Tuhey. Tuhey. Tuhey.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm TD.
We got your crazy cash. That's your chance to win $1,000 on standby. Happy Friday.
Woo-hoo! Yes.
What's the update, Graham? Please tell us some good news.
So those of you that have been following along with the JV Show know that I had a buddy that left his old dilapidated RV on my property. It was supposed to be there for one night. And as of yesterday, it had been there for 10 months.
That's insane.
But the streak is over, you guys. The streak has ended. The 10-month reign of garbage has ended because I got a text, and I even told you guys yesterday, I got a text from him two nights ago and said, hey, I'm going to be there tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. to pick it up. And I just hit a thumbs up on it because I didn't even, you know, yeah. It's like I've gotten
You're
that,
lying, dude.
Well, I've gotten that text like many, many times over the, you know, over the last 10 months that like, I'm on my way to get it. And then like the thing was still there. But yesterday when I drove home, you guys, and I pulled into my driveway and I didn't see that heaping pile of metal junk. It actually has been removed. It is gone, you guys. It's over. It's like a great weight has been lifted from my shoulders, although I was starting to kind of feel like it was mine now, like I'd owned it, and I had kind of dreams for like rebuilding it, like turning it into like kind of a cool little like Airbnb thing that people could rent.
But
those dreams have since been squashed, and we have moved on, and now the view of my yard is unobstructed.
Yes.
What are you going to do with all this space?
I don't know. There's so much room for activities now, you guys. I don't know, like run around over there, jumping jacks, play some catch with my son. You know, it's going to be awesome.
We do want to wish Chidi a happy birthday. Her birthday's on Sunday. Oh, we got her a chug mug for her birthday.
Yeah. Autographed chug mug.
Autographed.
That's right.
Why aren't you using it right now?
I will be selling it on eBay. So thanks, guys.
It says happy birthday, Chidi, on it.
Oh, then I guess I'll keep it.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Move over, signed chug mug, because I put together, and Selena and I have been working on, a much better gift for Chidi. Now, look, we give Chidi a hard time on the show because often, you know, we play this drop that says...
I have constipation.
And we've made fun of her bathroom issues over the years, at which she's been very honest. We appreciate you sharing in such honest detail there.
Why are Most you so wouldn't. Worried? What do you think it is? She's covering her face, like, out of fear.
I don't know. I saw Graham doing something in the studio, so I'm kind of nervous what it is now.
So I just want to deliver this gift because unbeknownst to Jess, and we love Jess on the show, during the 9 o'clock hour of the show, oftentimes I'll let people know that, you know, she's in the bathroom. She's in the bathroom at the moment, and that's why she's not on the show. And then I go on to explain a certain text message that she sent me describing how bad the situation is. And this has been going on for just months and months and months now, and I've compiled all of the different texts that she has sent me from the bathroom describing her issues. And this is, so I made a cut up montage of, I don't know, maybe the past like 3 or 4 months. And I feel like Chidi, you would appreciate this.
Yeah, it's a birthday gift for Chidi.
So happy birthday.
We did it for you.
And you listening, again, this is Jess's reported text messages coming to me from the bathroom where she's, I mean, she's really going through it.
Oh, God.
Yes, every hour, around 9:15-ish.
Yep. She said her stomach's getting ripped apart faster than a tornado in a trailer park.
Oh, my God.
Have to sell thoughts and prayers.
That's bad.
Send your thoughts and prayers to Jess this morning.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
She said she made it smell in there like a dead possum stuck in the wall at the Oakland Coliseum.
Oh, my God. That's bad.
That sounds like a major stomach issue. So thoughts and prayers to Jess this morning. She said her guts blew up like that surprise Ukrainian drone attack, and she was totally caught off guard. No idea it was coming. She said her stomach feels like a bag of spoiled groceries that somebody backed over with their car. Thoughts and prayers.
Explosion.
Handle business, though, Jess. Give it hell in there. She said her guts are bursting worse than a 2-liter of Coke with a sleeve of Mentos dropped in it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, thoughts and prayers, you guys.
Yes, that's the worst. Ooh, sounds painful.
That's violent.
Oh, no.
She said her guts were imploding faster than that Titan submersible, so... She said her stomach feels like someone's in there trying to open a can of beans with a weed whacker.
Oh, no.
it sounds rough.
Explosive.
So thoughts and prayers are with Jess this morning.
Send your positive vibes to her, please. She needs them.
Yeah. She said her guts are bursting faster than a balloon in a hot car. It's thoughts and prayers be with Jess.
That sounds bad.
It sounds really rough this morning. So hopefully she's okay.
Oh, we're back live. Jess, did you have any idea this is going on?
I had heard some of them because there are times where I try to come in here before you guys can say something like that.
I don't know
because
what you're
I'm not
about.
In the restroom. But some of these I had never heard.
There's a lot of this is just a small sampling of them.
Chidi, we're celebrating your birthday as a gift to you. All of the
you, that
times that we said Jess is in the bathroom. Do you want some more?
Yeah.
She said, oh, this sounds bad, Selena. She said her guts are bubbling up like someone blowing through a straw with some chocolate milk.
Oh,
it's bad. Thoughts and prayers. She said her insides feel like a WWE wrestler just jumped from the top ropes and landed on a hot pocket.
Splat. That thing's bursting.
Splat everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Thoughts and prayers, you guys. Send your thoughts and prayers to Jess. Hopefully she'll get out of there okay. She said her guts are erupting like a fourth grader science fair volcano right now.
God,
so thoughts and prayers to Jess right now.
I made one of those one time. Not good.
Yeah, I don't know what she ate this morning, but sounds rough.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, positive thoughts for Jess, please.
She said her guts were busted faster than a seagull who ate an Alka-Seltzer. It sounded serious, you guys. It sounded really bad. So thoughts and prayers are with Jess this morning.
We're back live.
I have
a question for Graham.
Yeah.
Now that we have we've showed Jess what we've been doing, does that mean we have to stop doing this?
Maybe.
Oh.
No, we'll keep doing it.
We're on the same page here.
That's one of my favorite bits.
Let's get one more.
Oh, she said her guts are bursting faster than a water balloon on a cactus.
Oh, my God. That's not good. Oh, no.
She might be in
the
there
visuals.
A while.
Oh, no.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yes, please send all your positive vibes to Jess. She needs it.
I love all the thoughts and prayers at the end of everyone. Thanks, I guess, guys.
Thank you to everyone that did send their thoughts and prayers to Jess.
Oh, God.
She has a pretty rough time in the 9 o'clock hour in the bathroom.
Yes.
Oh, it's coming up.
I know. It's almost time.
Anyway. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
She said her stomach feels like someone accidentally pulled the pin out of a grenade and then dropped it into a pile of rotting onions.
Oh, my God, that sounds stinky.
Thoughts and prayers are with her. It's a rough start to the weekend.
Keep Jess in your prayers.
Yes, please do. She said her stomach feels like a rotten onion is in there fighting a possum.
Oh, my
Thoughts
God,
and prayers, Bay Area.
Bad.
Thoughts and prayers.
No.
Hopefully she can pull through.
Yes.
I hate you guys.
Just a couple more there that we didn't play a minute ago.
It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show on a Friday.
My face hurts from laughing.
All right, too. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
I'm Chidi.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. It's Brittany and...
Amaya!
In San Jose. We were just wondering, were we dreaming earlier this morning when you guys talked about a Blackpink contest? You never mentioned it again after you talked about it. What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? Have a great Friday.
Happy freaking Friday.
Happy Friday.
Oh, so it's actually super simple to enter this contest.
You are not dreaming. It is a real thing.
And it's still going.
It's very real. Leave us a talk back letting us know why you love Wild 94.9. And you and a friend can be heading out to LA on an all-paid trip.
Yes.
Hotel, airfare, tickets to the show.
Too?
Yes, yeah. And airfare is included.
Right, but
both.
Then if I and the hotel and then
the hotel.
Tickets to the show, right?
Yeah, duh.
You need tickets
that's
to
like
the show,
main thing.
Right, but first you need to get there so you get airfare as well.
And the hotel so you can stay
So you have somewhere to stay, but then do you have tickets for the show too?
Yes,
we're throwing that in as well.
But you're still in there on the airfare.
Graham, that's enough.
Got it.
All right, so good luck.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Through the phones, Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Maribel and my coworker McKenna here.
Maribel.
Eminem.
Oh, yeah. Eminem. Maribel and McKenna.
That's their couple name.
Aw. That is so cute. Your coworker, where do you guys work if you don't mind me asking, if you can say?
Yeah, well, we work in the kind of wine industry, but we work with cork. The cork part of it.
Oh, I thought you said pork.
Yeah. I said pork
so
too.
I was like, whoa. Cork wine.
I heard dork. You guys heard pork?
I heard cork with the P.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, pork. No, the cork. No, yeah, you need corks for to keep your wine fresh.
Very cool. Yeah. Maribel, you just won these tickets for our upcoming pool party. Oh, yeah. Ready for Resort Casino.
So, Eminem, you guys are going to be partying with us.
Hold on. We don't know if Maribel's taking.
Oh, awkward.
Were you going to take her?
Well, maybe if she wants to go, you know. Or maybe
that's
if we
a
win
no.
Another
oh, yeah. This is maybe, awkward.
Well, you were her first choice.
No, if we can win two pairs of tickets, we can take our significant others, both of us.
I think we might be able to do that, right?
Hey, if you're making promises, Graham, I'm not saying anything.
Come on, it's our pool party. They could do. Come on, two pairs of tickets. Wow. We could do that.
We're gonna get back to you on that.
we'll try.
But it's gonna be a lot of fun. GEZ is gonna be there. Yep. A great resort and casino. They're just awesome as it is, and our pool party's always amazing. But in addition to that, you are gonna be getting a Chug mug because you're gonna be on playing our Chug Wheel game. Maribel, please do not make us chug this week.
Yeah, don't make us chug.
Here's how it works. We sent Jess out to the streets. She asked a random stranger 8 questions. So we're going to go through each question one by one, and we're going to stop down. And if you can guess what that person on the street said correctly, you're going to get a point. Once you get to 4 points, that means you've won the game, and then we're going to have to draw names, and one of us is doing some chugging. Now, Graham, what is on the chug wheel this week?
All right, on this morning's chug wheel, we have gravy. Obviously, still... because nobody drank it last week, we have my toilet tank water that is still on the board. We have au jus sauce. We have sauerkraut juice. We have the soup du jour, which is the soup of the day. And this morning, the chef let me know it is something called lentil vegetable. He was running out of ingredients, so he just threw a bunch of veggies in there. But it's green. Doesn't look great. Also, we have ranch wine good, which is something my wife helped create at Bonterra. She works at a winery now. And ranch wine delicious summer refreshing wine. We have that one on there. So ranch wine good. You want that strawberry hibiscus is the flavor this morning. Then we have ranch wine bad, which is going to be ranch dressing mixed with wine.
And then we also
have the dealer's choice space on the wheel, which is what Chidi landed on last week, and you get to pick anything you want.
I feel like there's not a lot of good on there, except for that one. All right, Maribel, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, so let's find out who just talked to.
I'm James from East Palo Alto.
James from EPA. Okay, so let's get to question number one.
What do you think is better for the 4th of July? Fireworks show or a drone show?
Maribel, what do you think he said? Fireworks or drones?
Fireworks.
A drone show would be better.
He said drone show. Okay.
He said drone. I would have gone. I thought most people would say fireworks. I'm a drone show fan now, though. I'd rather have that.
Too.
But I feel like a lot of people are like, the tradition, fireworks. All right, next question.
Other than me off, what's the first thing that comes to mind when I say Jack?
Maribel, you're sick, Jack.
What do you think he said?
In the box.
In the box.
Jack in the box.
Well done.
Dang it.
I would have said Jack Harlow.
All right. Next question.
Have you been watching the new season of Love Island?
What do you think he said?
No.
Nah, I don't really watch TV.
Dang it. You got 2 points.
That's 2 points there. This is not trending in the right way. Let's go to the next one.
Do you think artichokes belong in a seafood boil?
Ooh.
What do you think he said, Maribel?
It sounds delicious, but no.
Hell no.
Wow. You guys haven't had a real boil.
Nobody puts artichokes in seafood boils,
yes,
Graham.
You do.
Except for
They're
you.
They're delicious.
No. All right. So how many points does Maribel have?
She has 3. She just needs one more. Oh, this is a foregone conclusion at this point.
All right. Let's go to the next question.
At the airport, when you get on one of those people movers, do you keep walking or do you stand still?
What do you think he said he does?
He probably keeps walking.
Stand there.
You stand there.
Incorrect. Okay. No, there's only one answer there. You have to walk when you're on the people mover. You keep walking.
Really?
Yeah.
It just depends how much time I have. If I have a lot of time, I'm standing there.
But even then get out of the way.
Yeah, I feel like you're blocking the rest of us that are walking.
If someone's walking behind me, sure, I'll move. But if I'm the only one on there, why am I going to...
Like, you need that much of a break from walking.
I know. I'm judging. Your legs are so tired.
The walks do be long, though.
Okay, so Maribel, you have 3 points.
She's got 3 correct, 2 incorrect. Next question.
You'll need one more. Yeah.
When a celebrity's naked pictures leak, do you look?
You're sick, Jess.
What do you think he said?
Does he what?
Does he look when a celebrity's nudes leak? Do you go look?
Intentionally, but maybe he's moved on
Twitter.
What do you think he said?
I mean, I think he probably does.
Yeah. And that's 4 points.
Dang it! Okay, Maribel. We can't be too mad at you. You were
I'm
awesome.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. You won this chug mug. We're going to see you at the G-Eazy pool party coming up at Great Resort Casino July 12th. Ooh,
ooh. I'm so scared right now.
We're about to draw names. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to hook you up with that winning. Hang on there.
My God.
Why does that just seem like too easy?
That I think
we're making the
easy.
Questions too easy.
The game is too easy.
We need to change the rules to 5. Like,
yes, agreed.
Thank you.
Or 7
starting next week.
7 questions.
Wait, Chidi, you already drew the name?
Yeah. My heart's pounding right now. Oh, my God.
Wait, did you look already?
Wait, we're having a draw and she's got a name suddenly in her hand? Like,
She shook it up and she stuck her hand in. Who is it?
So it's legit. Yeah.
It's legit. Who is it?
Oh, my God, no. Selena.
No! Wait, this hasn't happened in like 3 years.
Sweet justice.
Why?
Best Friday ever. Happy birthday, Chidi.
Oh my God. Yeah, happy birthday, Chidi. This one's going to be for you, okay?
Oh, best day ever.
I'm spinning next.
Oh God, my heart.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time.
I am so scared.
It's now time. If you are just tuning in, we played our chug wheel game a minute ago, and our old buddy Selena was named, got drawn. Out of the chug wheel hat, Chidi selected your name, so Selena, please be mad at her. Selena is walking up very timidly to the JV Show chug wheel, probably because she hasn't spun the chug wheel, and I don't know, like
hey, it's been
months.
Ages.
It never happens
oh
to
my
her.
God.
And even when she does, she lands on something pretty easy. All right, on this morning's chug wheel, we have a gravy. We have my toilet tank water, a very debated item last week, but it is still on there. It's delicious, clean, refreshing water. Don't worry. We have au jus. Sauce, sauerkraut juice. We have the soup du jour, which is the soup of the day. The chef doesn't really recommend. It's vegetable lentil this morning. Sounds like it's gas inducing. We have a dealer's choice space. You land on that, you get anything. You can pick whatever you want to chug because we also have ranch wine good, Bonterra ranch wine. My wife works for the company.
God.
Strawberry hibiscus flavor this morning. Excellent summer flavor, very refreshing. But we also have ranch wine bad on the wheel, and that is going to be ranch dressing mixed with wine. I'm praying for that one. Or the toilet tank water. Selena, step on up, spin the wheel. All right, the wheel is in motion. The wheel is spinning. It's a good hard spin. Here it comes. It's slowing down. It comes to a stop on sauerkraut juice. It has landed on the sauerkraut juice.
I don't even know what that is.
Well,
I,
you're
I
about to find
know
out.
What that is.
It sounds disgusting.
Oh, talk about somebody's guts that are going to be busted later.
Oh, my God.
That is not going to be tasty.
Yikes.
A lot of vinegar. Hope you're hungry.
We'll get a bucket.
Is this even safe?
Sauerkraut, remember, it's like pickled cabbage or something. You know.
Anything pickled is going to burn your insides. Trust me, been there.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The heck is sauerkraut juice?
It smells really gross, Selena.
Don't, why are I'm you sorry. Telling me that right now?
I'm
okay,
sorry.
So shout out to Maribel, played the chug wheel game. She won. Good for her. She got a chug mug. And then Chidi.
Yeah.
Picked me.
I'm sorry.
Spun the chug wheel, sauerkraut juice. I literally don't even know what this stuff is. All I'm hearing is that it smells bad. It
smells nasty.
I looked it up. Not safe to drink because it's nothing but like, it's like so acidic.
Like vinegar?
Basically, yeah. So Graham, I sent him to go just throw some water in it
we
to try.
We do have a bucket ready to go in case Lena
much
has to
yak. Much appreciated.
Did we play that talk back? Someone was really excited that you got chosen.
You sound very winded.
Well, I ran to one water.
Were you
I
in
ran
the
to one water dispenser.
That's
no
some
water there.
For Graham.
I ran to the next water this water cooler thing. No water came out of that one. So I just had to scoop this out of the toilet really quick.
Stop!
It's the quickest source, closest source of water, Selena. Don't judge. No. You're the one that wanted water in it.
I'm James from East Palo Alto.
Oh, that's the wrong.
That ain't it.
That's the wrong talk back. That's not even a talk back. Sorry about that.
Good morning, JV Show. Yeah, I was hoping it was Selena.
What?
Yes, Selena, chug it, chug it, chug it,
chug it.
Yeah.
I don't understand the excitement over
because
me
you
getting
never
picked.
Get picked.
Yes,
yeah, you never
I
get
do.
Picked.
Nobody remembers.
You've gotten picked the fewest times of all of us.
Yep, agreed. And you've gotten good stuff.
No, yeah. I haven't. Graham's bath water.
Yeah, that was pretty
good. That
gross.
Was gross.
Yeah.
But the other things you got were cakewalks.
I had to drink olive juice. That was nasty. Tonic
you like
water.
Olive juice.
No, I don't.
Who tonic water's not bad.
Tonic water's delicious.
It?
I drink
no,
tonic
I
water.
Don't.
I
yeah,
drink tonic
try
water
it.
For fun.
Tonic water was the worst thing. It was worse than your bath water.
Oh. No, tonic's delicious. You got
so
put
you
some
want
gin
more
in
of
it.
His bath water no. is what
oh.
you're saying?
Oh, I can't. I spilled some of the sauerkraut juice on the
oh,
desk
this.
Right here. It's so, the smell is so strong.
Live on JV Morning Show, by the way.
So I got a huge... Yeah, yeah, join us.
This cannot be safe for my insides.
Join us on live. I bought a big, giant jar of Eden brand organic sauerkraut. Old world taste and benefits, it said, Selena. So you will be getting something good, naturally fermented for homemade taste and richness.
Oh,
she's already chugging. Oh, she's going for it. Oh, the look on her face. Did you smell it first, Selena? Oh, it's bad.
It burns.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, she's going to throw up.
Uh-oh.
She's going to throw up.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
It's coming back up.
Oh, don't let it back up. How much have you drank so far?
Chidi, don't stand in front of her. It's going to projectile vomit on you.
She's going to launch here in just a second.
Can I take a chug of my energy drink
This is not a chug right now.
Look, the ingredients.
What's happening?
You can chug this. It says ingredients. Organic, sweet cabbage, water, and salt. You're fine. It's just fermented a little bit.
She's doing it, though. She's doing it.
Yes!
Oh, she did it!
She chugged it all. She has pounded it down. Why are you? Why is your face so red? Oh, what? She went for some snacks. What did she get?
Hot Cheetos.
Hot Cheeto. Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Hot Cheetos, an energy drink.
It
that
burns!
Oh, come on. It's just a little sauerkraut. Hurt anybody.
Taste it.
It says refrigerate after opening. Look, this has been under my desk, open for a long time. You'll be fine.
Okay, you survived.
How are you feeling, buddy, old buddy?
It just tasted like farts.
Okay.
That's the thing.
And people put this on their hot dogs?
Yeah, you've never had sauerkraut on a hot dog?
Like
Chicago-style dog or something?
I see it there. Ignore it.
I'm feeling weird, you guys.
You look
weird. I'm not going to lie. I'm feeling weird. But Chidi,
yeah,
I did it for you. Happy birthday.
Nice job, buddy, old pal.
I also feel like if I can drink out of Jess's dusty old gym shoe, like I can drink
I forgot about anything.
Yeah, you know what we're talking about? How we've never chugged anything. Excuse me, I did a shoey out of your shoe.
Yeah, RIP to my Nikes. Yeah.
Come on.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Shout out to Evan from Benicia. What's up, Evan? What's up? Why are we? Jess has been bugging me for like the last 20 minutes. Can you shout out Evan from Benicia? I was like, yeah, I'll shout out Evan from Benicia. So I just shout out Evan from Benicia. What is it?
Did he want it specifically from Graham?
Birthday or something? What's he got going on?
He was just saying, hey.
So why couldn't you just shout him out?
Because the hey was towards Graham.
Oh, yeah. I see. Had to
like,
come from
hey,
you.
Graham.
And I got to throw one more shout out because I just totally dropped the ball on this because we were running around with the chug wheel and I was too busy cackling at Selena chugging some sauerkraut. But I did get a DM here. I'm going to have to apologize because this is a little late. I got a DM. It says, good morning, Graham JV Show. My name is Erica from San Jose. I want to wish my son, Gael, a very happy 10th birthday. I'm so sad you're getting older, but I'm so proud of you at the same time. Enjoy your day today, your party tomorrow, and our family vacation to Texas next week. We love you, my chicken nuggets. Love mom,
so
Edwin, and Enzo. That is his fur brother. So happy, happy birthday. I hope you have a great birthday and great birthday weekend.
Who
gives
happy
a
birthday.
Fart?
Yeah. Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health. Access to excellence. Selena.
I keep sauerkraut juice burping.
Yeah, you don't look so good right now.
Yeah.
So disgusting.
The studio stinks right now. The whole thing smells like sauerkraut.
Kanye West showing more support for Diddy. I mean, this is no surprise. He is Diddy's number one supporter, even showing up to court a couple of times. But today he released a new EP. It's not really like his. It's Diddy's son, who goes by King Combs. There's a new EP out today. The entire thing produced by Kanye West. And it's called, the EP is called Never Stop, a play on Diddy's Can't Stop, Won't Stop.
Oh, jeez.
So it's Never Stop.
Yikes.
Diddy, Kanye did the entire thing.
Yikes. He needs to read the room. This is not.
He does not care.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to talk about is Love Island.
Ooh.
I knew I was going to get a reaction like that. You guys. Look, I started watching it yesterday.
Yeah.
I finally got someone's Peacock login.
Ooh. Okay.
And I didn't know there was like an opening dance number.
Told you the longest
was
cringe. The longest thing ever.
What do you mean there's an opening dance number? This is a reality show. This isn't Dancing with the
Stars.
And
they make him do like a 10-minute long dance in the very beginning. And they're like mouthing the words. Yeah. And Ariana Maddox, she comes out and she does it too. It's so awkward.
It's so
stupid. Telling me this runs at the start of every episode?
No, just the very first. The beginning of the season.
God.
Yeah. I was doom scrolling at that point because I just could not pay attention to that.
Oh, I just skipped it. My jaw dropped like how these people like willingly did this. Like it's so awkward. The other thing I will say, and I'm very new to the show. I've never watched any other season. I've only finished episode 2 last night. I've never felt fatter watching the show.
What? Why do you say that?
Honestly.
Everyone is so like slim and shaped like models.
Yeah.
And it made me feel so bad about myself.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it kind of motivated me to get back in the gym.
Really?
So I wish they had dropped the season like 3 months ago. Yeah.
You have to remember that this is the best shape those people have ever been ever in their lives, because they're like, I'm going to be on a reality show. I got cast to be on a reality show. And then they go work out with a trainer like 3 times a day for the next 7 months.
And all the making out is actually really disgusting.
It gets more disgusting.
That's gross.
Yeah. I'm telling you,
I get icked out just thinking about like people kissing, and you're just swapping all the germs and bacteria.
They're two food processing holes just mashed up against each other.
Then they have people come in on the show that's kissing every single person.
Yeah. And it's back to back to back to back. And it's not just pecs. They're making out.
Making out. Yeah. Full on tongues. Knees up.
Oftentimes, you know, I'm watching shows like The Bachelor and stuff, it's the same thing. You're like,
it's
now made up with seven girls in a row. You need, like, it's part of the storyline, so you need to know, like, who's hooked up with who and then the making out. But I don't like listening to it a lot of times.
Ew,
you know what I mean? Like, I'm not good with chewing noises, and I don't want to hear make-out noises either. Like, that's going to be a no for me, dog. Chidi, how many episodes are there, and what episode are you on?
I think there's 21, and I finished 21, so I'm ready for the one to come out tonight.
You're a diehard super fan.
I am.
Any big takeaways from this season so far? Like, best season ever? People that are on the sidelines that haven't watched it, like, really sell it to me.
I would say it's the second best season, but it's so much drama. Like, you're going to love it. And there's a ship that I'm shipping right now with Nick. So I'm excited.
Oh, my God.
I love Nick.
And then I think it was last Friday we learned, Chidi, you had a crush on the show. I think we even posted him on our Instagram story.
Nick.
What was that guy's name?
Nick.
And he was the one that was in this clip, right?
I'm a mommy.
I'm a mom. And he was like,
Mamacita.
Yes, that's him.
And this dude.
I'm a mommy.
Just total bonehead. He's like, to a real human.
I love it.
Even after seeing that, I mean, I was like, he's handsome. Then I saw that clip and I was like, this guy's the dumbest guy I've ever heard.
He's a nurse, guys. He's pretty smart. Just an airhead sometimes.
Out of my mommy.
Like I said, I only finished 2 episodes and
it gets good.
But are you hooked on it?
Not yet.
Oh, you will
not
be.
Not yet. I was like, it was hard for me to get into.
Oh, yeah, the first episode's kind of always like, but there's drama.
I'm still going to keep it a chance. Every episode's an hour long. It's going to take me a while to get
to 21. Just skip through the boring
parts. Episodes come, I don't know, multiple come out a week.
Yeah.
I'm never going to catch up.
Oh, I can't even start then. Yeah, that's
what
too
I'm
many.
Saying.
21 episodes.
Right.
I'm out.
Graham?
The only thing I want to talk about and mention really quick, a big, big reminder for everybody. I was going to hit the reminder alert and it was...
I'm a mommy.
that one was in the same spot, so we'll just play that one. San Francisco Pride Parade on Sunday. It's starting at 10:30 in the morning. It's starting at Market Street on the Embarcadero Plaza there. And it works its way out from there. Again, 10:30 in the morning. I think 10:30, 2:30 is like the... you know, specified times, but it's going to be a beautiful day in the city and a super fun event. So shout out to everybody that is going to that. And if you've never been before,
go. You know, those road closures so confusing. So
yes, Sunday, 10:30. Happy Pride weekend, everybody.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you to everyone who's left talkbacks this week to try to win this 4-pack of tickets to check out the Giants take on the Phillies on a City Connect Tuesday. If you left a talkback, listen up. This is the winning talkback.
Good morning, Wild 94.9. Love you guys. Listen to you guys every morning. My name is Chris from Concord, and I would take my daughter, Ariel, to the SF Giants game because she's never been to a game, and she would love to go. Please choose us, and we can make it a father-daughter date. Thank you. Bye.
I love that.
So cute. Yay. Congrats to you guys.
Congratulations.
You will be going to the game.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The other thing we were talking about is Love Island. I finally started watching last night. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not completely sucked in.
Not yet.
But I'm going to keep on giving it a chance.
Hi, Selena. This topic is for you regarding the Love Island. I've watched a couple of seasons now. I've even watched the Australian version and the UK version, which are pretty good. But I think last season, which I think is season 6, is better than this year. This season, I don't know, I'm not really feeling the cast, and I just feel it's a little cringe. But last season, I think, was much better. So maybe just start there and see if you get hooked, because I think the drama and just the cast is...
I would feel weird starting with last season because everybody is talking about this season. Mm. So that's why I feel maybe after this season I'll go back. Does every season have a stupid dance number in the beginning?
I just think last season started it.
Oh, so Graham, you got another dance to watch it.
Yeah. Maybe it was Ariana's idea.
I think it was probably her idea.
God.
She's like, oh my god, I was on Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. So, like, this is how we did it.
We don't have a ton of time, but I do want to do at least one more of Chidi's tweets. She tweets a lot. So Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
Y'all, so I actually did break my pinky toe.
Knew it.
This was the fall down the stairs?
Yeah, it still hurts, guys. It's been like a month now. So I went to the doctor and she's like, yeah, you probably broke your pinky toe.
Whoa,
she started feeling
probably.
It. Well, yeah.
Did they do an x-ray?
They haven't done x-ray, but she was feeling up on my toe.
Oh.
And it hurt really bad. So yeah, she's like, yeah. So she's like, you could get an x-ray, but it's probably just going to heal on its own. So
maybe it's a
exactly.
Fracture.
That's why you don't ever go to the doctor for
I
those
know.
Things anyways, because they don't do anything.
Yeah.
So she gave you some Aleve?
No, didn't even give me any Aleve or anything.
What?
She gave me like this ointment. Not like something that helps like icy hot, but something that you rub like a balm that you rub. So
like for inflammation.
So she just gave you some ointment for your toe?
Yeah. Because there's nothing they can do about it. Like, when are they going
to
give me a cast?
Right, so why go to the doctor?
No, I went to the doctor for something else. But then I was there.
Care to talk about that?
Oh, it was just my wrist. Because I was having wrist problems.
Poor Chidi.
Oh, my God.
Chidi's 27 going on 67.
Jesus.
What happened to you? You're falling apart, Chidi.
I know.
Oh, God.
And have we seen any sort of a bill for this medical treatment?
For
one lady to rub your toe and give you some ointment and then also look at your wrist? That'll be $5,000.
I know. I haven't got the bill yet, so
oh, no.
If I do, I'm just going to ignore it.
So Chidi's birthday's on Sunday. She told me that she's going for a massage. You're going to like a little spa?
Yeah.
Thing. Are you getting a massage?
We'll see. I really want a facial, but I'm trying to get a Korean skin massage that, like, you're completely
Wait.
Naked.
Oh, my God. I heard about those.
Wait, what is
what
it?
Is that?
It's
I've
like
never
you
heard
get
this.
Really naked, then they have, you're, like, lying on this bed of water and then, like, scrub you with, like...
But mind you, there are other naked people in the same room with you.
Oh, wait, hold a second. I don't know about this one.
those are the ones I've heard about on TikTok.
Wait, but they see you completely naked.
Mm-hmm.
And then
and I think you just have like a little thing on the. It's like I feel like it's like a disposable underwear. Like
okay, yeah.
So you put on a pair of edible undies and you float around in a hot tub while people scrub you. I'm confused.
No, it's like a bed that's like in the water, kind of. And then they just pull
like a mattress. They just throw it in a pool.
How often do they change those sheets? Never. They're underwater.
Like, no, it looks really nice.
But and people are just hands all over you while you're
scrubbing
naked.
You. Mm-hmm.
Everyone says it's very relaxing.
And why do you want to do this?
Because it looks nice
relaxing.
And relaxing.
But can you fully, are you one of these people that could fully unwind? Because Selena, you, I don't know, could you fully unwind if you're laying there naked and strangers are rubbing you with
just,
like...
I've done a massage
naked.
Yeah, me too.
You've done
naked.
Wait, but you have a towel or something.
Yeah, you have a towel.
Yeah, so you're not completely, you're not
right.
just
you're
out.
Not like exposed.
Actually, no, somebody did say that they were scrubbing their bazoomer.
Because from what I've heard for these, they like go in on your whole body.
Where?
Oh my God. With the scrubbing.
Yeah, but I don't want someone scrubbing in
there. That's not what I meant.
Sir, I will
do
that myself.
I didn't mean actually in anywhere. I meant, you know, like going in. Like
this is sick. There's no way I would be.
This is your birthday dream.
Yes.
You're gross.
I'd be so uncomfortable and in full clench. Like nobody's getting in there to scrub. You're not getting in.
Every inch of your body.
You're not scrubbing inside here for my birthday. Back off, sir.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, The JV Show. Happy Friday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
So Chidi is celebrating her birthday this weekend. You're
Happy
going
birthday,
for
Chidi.
A... What's the official name of the massage? What's it called?
Who gives a fuck?
It's called a Korean body scrub.
Korean body scrub.
This massage is for Chidi. Chidi, please. Don't do this Korean massage. I did. You are completely naked. There is no underwear. And they're going to scrub you from toe to down there, to your scalp, to your hair. And there's no underwear. And they're going to scrub everything.
Ooh.
Even your... They're going to scrub it in front of everybody.
Oh my
just
God.
So you know.
Oh, my God.
Are you prepared for that? So we learned that this is something that you are, it's booked. This is happening this weekend.
Yeah.
So you are going to do this and it's something you've been looking forward to. But are you a little nervous now that, yes, there's going to be a lot of people, eyes on you, you're going to be completely naked, and then some intense scrubbing?
So my older cousin, she...
On your toe.
She already did this and she didn't Both say it was like that.
Really?
All three of them.
Ooh.
11 of them.
Oh,
what? God.
Wait. Well, just 10 because she's not going to do the broken pinky toe.
Yeah. Oh, right. Oh, right. Yeah.
What? Yeah. All your toes.
Chidi broke her toe. Okay, so you know someone that's already done this and they said it's not like that?
No, they didn't explain it like that.
Maybe they just didn't want to scare you off.
Yeah, they wanted to trick you into it.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Patty calling from Honolulu, Hawaii. Actually, those Korean scrubs that Chidi's talking about, they literally scrub off like a whole layer of your skin. I mean, it's really hard. And the cleansing is like number one. Like, you're going to walk out of there feeling like a newborn baby. Okay, bye. Thanks.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Okay, a couple things. Patty, thanks for leaving us that talk back. JV Show, I just checked number one in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Yeah,
that's all thanks
so much
to Patty. And Chidi, secondly, do you want to leave this feeling like a newborn baby and having lost a layer of skin everywhere, even your...
Vagina!
I don't know about the down part, but...
That we just heard like, that's what happens.
Probably use in renewal.
Yeah, it could, actually. That's the cobwebs out there.
Wow. Okay. Okay, it is your birthday weekend. Yeah. Will there be any, I mean, we
Fashery?
Know. Yeah, you're getting everything scrubbed. Is it in preparation for something, you know, like a little, interesting? Wow.
I mean, I wouldn't be mad at it, you know? We'll
anything
see what
lined
happens.
Up?
Nothing lined up.
Yourself doesn't count?
No, yeah.
No birthday count. Vouchers to cash
no.
in with anybody?
Dang it.
Dang, get the sad music out. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to talk about it?
You know, it's been, what, five years now? I haven't cashed a voucher yet. For my birthday. It's the only thing
birthdays.
I wanted.
All
right.
So sad.
If you listen and slide into it's at Cheeds on air, right?
Chidi. It's back to Chidi.
Okay, at Chidi on air. Yeah. If slide on in there. She would love to cash in a birthday voucher with one of you.
Yeah, or more than one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's
go big or go home.
Yeah,
maybe 27. Ooh. Wait, you're turning 20.
Oh, my God.
You're turning 27 or you're turning 28? 27 vouchers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good luck, Chidi.
Thanks. I'm going to need it.
Happy birthday.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.